Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, November 10th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement, and it is a bit later being prepared today for those of you that tend to listen to it shortly after we prepare it. We've had a busy morning and early afternoon. The message is titled, The Tyranny of Discontent. Listen as Brooksine reads the scripture text. From Hebrews 13, 5 and 6.
Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, because God has said, Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?
This last weekend we had a chaplain's conference near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Since we have meetings in eastern Lancaster County on Friday afternoon, we drove on early that evening and spent the night near the site of our conference. The hotel was located just down the road from the huge King of Prussia Mall that claims to be the largest mall in America. It has 7 large department stores and scores of smaller shops and restaurants. It is known as an upscale mall, and many of the shops were unfamiliar to us. I have periodically passed it along the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and after we checked into the hotel, we decided to go over and walk through it. We'd eaten a large meal at the Shady Maple, and we needed to walk it off.
Malls are an interesting place to take a long walk, but not nearly as nice as the country setting, and we're so privileged to have it right here at our house. The country scenes remind you of the beauty that is yours to behold. You can't buy it. You don't own it. And yet it's yours to enjoy day after day. Browsing the storefronts of the mall often brings about a desire to want more, or a discontent for that which you already have. That's their goal, after all, or they would cease to exist.
The writer of Proverbs shares a timeless prayer concerning this matter. In 30, verses 8 and 9, Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, Who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God.
Crown Financial Ministries defines contentment this way. If money can't buy contentment and poverty doesn't provide it, what is contentment and how is it attained? Contentment, contrary to popular opinion, does not mean being satisfied where you are. Rather, it is knowing God's plan for your life and having a conviction to live it.
In yesterday's message, we dealt with the preceding verse that warns of God's judgment on the adulterer and sexually immoral. Is the Hebrews writer connecting the dots and seeing an association between lusting for that which is not properly yours, whether it be a person or money? When you're discontent with the restraints of your marital vows or your daily allowance can lead to wrong attitudes and sinful behavior. It's interesting that immorality and greed are often listed together in the New Testament. We have several verses, 1 Corinthians 5:11, Ephesians 5 verse 3, and Colossians 3 verse 5. Love for money will cause us to have the wrong priorities, develop the wrong kinds of friendships and relationships, and hinder the generous spirit of giving that God wants each of us to have. Contentedness is based on 2 foundational promises.
First, the first basic foundation of contentedness is the realization that God's presence in our lives is sufficient to meet every need. God has said, Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Note that the verse begins, God has said. These are words of assurance given to Joshua in Joshua 1:5. Since God doesn't change, these same words were applicable to the Hebrew believers some 1,500 years later, and now to all who belong to Christ, some 2,000 years after Joshua had written.
No, 2,000 years after Hebrews was written.
That was a sentence my husband didn't complete that I'd left. Now you bit us here. Money and possessions will eventually forsake us. But God will never forsake us. What a blessed truth to sink your teeth into.
The second basic foundation of contentedness is the realization that God's power is sufficient to overcome all opposition. It states, So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? This also is a quote from Psalm 118, 6 and 7. If we really understand these promises, we will experience ongoing, blessed contentedness. May the Lord help us all to do so today and all throughout this brief life, which will help us to overcome the tyranny of discontent.
Let's pray together. Father, so many of us live in a state of discontent when we find ourselves loving things and using people. It distorts our priorities and gives us temporary thrills with things, but leaves us with long-term dissatisfaction in ourselves and our relationships. Help us to enjoy material things, but to place a higher value on greater pursuits, such as growing friendships, solid marriage relations, growing godly character, giving without receiving, and other worthy goals. We will be content as we rejoice in the fact that whether we are in want or whether we have plenty, you have promised that you will never leave us nor forsake us. What a treasured promise for the believer in times of need and in times of prosperity. We are content when we realize our all-sufficiency is in you, Lord. You will meet all of our needs according to your riches in glory. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. This is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, November 10th, 2009. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. If you go to today's site, we have a number of pictures also from our weekend, except for one, that you may enjoy. We had a trip to Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, as mentioned in our message, and today mostly nature-type photos. However, we did just have an interesting guest. Don McNeil played professional football for the Miami Dolphins back in the 80s. In fact, he played in two Super Bowls. We had him over for lunch. He's in our area for a series of school assemblies, and I had a small role in moving him around and providing a meal for him. We got his picture, and that also accounts for the reason we're late today. We also always suggest, or normally I should say, music. Today we have a wonderful link to a scripture text, the very text today's message is based upon, from the Integrity Scripture Memory Series. The Lord is my helper is the title of it, but it's actually Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6. Well, there's some others as well if you go to the site, you care to listen to these songs. Thanks for joining us today. May God fill your heart with encouragement and with a spirit of contentedness.